One of the great dramas in all of Torah is the meeting between the brothers and Yosef in Mitzrayim. We're going to read about three different meetings. The first time that they come down, the Torah describes, Vayavoach Yosef, Vayishtachu lo apayim arzu. They arrive and they bow down to him. Vayar Yosef eschav, Vayakirem. Yosef sees them and recognizes them. Vayisnaker aleihem. And then he acts like a nachri, like something as a foreigner. He disguises himself to them and he speaks with them harshly and says, Me'ayin basan, from where did you come? Ramban quotes, or Ramban understands, what does it mean that he made himself in disguise to them after he recognized him? So Ramban says he physically actually disguised himself. He covered over his forehead with his some type of hat or covering, umiktsas upon him, and he changed a little bit of his covered a little bit of his face, vishina atzmo, literally trying to disguise himself in a very physical way. Or the Ramban adds, he did it in a way, in the way that he spoke to them, in which he spoke to them strangely, differently than he spoke to everybody else. When he says to them, "Where have you come?" Everybody was coming down to Mitzrayim for food. He knew exactly why they were there. Why is he asking them these questions of "Where have you come? Who are you guys?" So Ramban says that was to verify, to make sure that he had it exactly right. And once he does, the very next pasuk says, "Vayaker Yosef Eschav." As soon as they answer, "We came from Eretz Canaan," the Torah says a second time, "Vayaker Yosef Eschav." He recognized them. Now he knew for sure that these were the brothers indeed who he had left. Vehem lo hikiruhu, but they do not recognize him. So the Ramban asks, as Rashi does as well, as the Gemara itself does, how is it possible that he was able to recognize them and they had no idea at all who he is? So the Ramban quotes from Chazal, as Rashi does, that when Yosef last saw them, he was only 17 years old. His beard hadn't grown in yet. But they were older, their beards had already grown in. So therefore now when he sees them, he recognizes them. So the Ramban asks on this medrash, he says, you have to understand what Chazal are saying on a deeper level, just because he didn't have a beard. He says, the two older brothers than him, Yisachar and Zvulun, how much older than him were they? A year, 2 years? Their beards weren't so much more grown in. What do Chazal mean when they simply say that? So the Ramban gives two tremendous insights into understanding this Chazal. Number one, the Ramban says that it's true, but they were part of a larger group, and maybe he wouldn't have recognized Yisachar and Zvulun, but when he saw the older brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, who were indeed already men when he was sold with their beards fully grown in, so when he saw them, then he was able to recognize the entire group. Ah, yeah, that's Yisachar and Zvulun also. True alone, maybe not, but in the bigger context, then he was able to recognize him, whereas they only had him to look at, they didn't recognize him. And secondly, the Ramban says an amazing thing. Yosef was expecting the brothers. He was looking for them. He was trying to find them, waiting. When are they going to come? I know that they need food like everybody else. Whereas the brothers, the last place in the world they would have ever thought to have found Yosef, was sitting on the throne, second in command of all of Mitzrayim. When you're looking for something, says the Ramban, you'll find it, even if it's a little bit hidden. But if you're not looking for something, if you're not expecting it, even the smallest little disguise, like a beard, will totally throw you off, and you will be staring at it and not even realize what's looking you in the face. Beautiful insights from the Ramban. So many applications, whereas when we're looking for things, whatever it is that we're looking for in life, hopefully spiritual growth, inspiration, if we're looking for it, it might even be a little bit hidden. But if you're looking for it, you'll find it. Whereas if a person is not looking, a small, it could be hidden by the smallest little facial hair. I didn't see it. I didn't notice it. And it goes right by and we miss it. Have to be on the lookout to see it. And then the first idea that Ramban said, and then when you see a big thing, you'll notice all the other little things around it. Very apropos to Hanukkah, the miracle of the menorah, shedding light on the miracle of the war. You have to be on the lookout for inspiration to find the light in the darkness. And that is what will keep us going. Beautiful insights from the Ramban on Yosef recognizing the brothers, but the brothers not recognizing him.